This is what a healthy supply chain sounds like. That's the production floor at Hitchner Manufacturing. The company makes metal castings for the aerospace, defense, and automotive industries. A general manager there, Brian Zimmer, says orders are still going out the door.
Here at Hitchner in Milford, we're operating under normal business hours currently. We're trying to keep an eye on the news and governmental recommendations and just make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep the employees here safe while we continue making parts.
The company hasn't cut shifts, but it is canceling most in-person meetings. It also removed about half the chairs from its cafeteria, so people don't sit too close to each other. Social distancing also isn't an issue on the production floor at Graphicast. That's a manufacturing company located in Jaffrey with 25 employees.
When they're working, they're all, you know, 8-10 feet apart.
That's Val Zanchuk, Graphicast's president. The company uses metal alloys to make parts that get shipped to other manufacturers. I asked Zanchuk if that makes what he does non-essential, meaning if an order came down to shelter in place, would his company need to stay open?
Depends on your perspective of what's essential. I mean, to all of our customers, yes, we're essential. We are the only source of the parts that they're using in their equipment. So if we're not running, that would just begin the snowball effect of, you know, if we had to shut down, then eventually others would shut down. And then, you know, you'd have a whole economy just coming to a grinding halt.
That's a pretty good argument to stay open. But other New Hampshire manufacturers may not be able to make that same case. Consider the Douglas Company in Keene, where Scott Clark is the president.
We make a better quality stuffed animal that's realistic dogs and cats, farm animals, wildlife, things like that. And we also make baby products for younger children that are soft and cuddly that people want to have as a snuggler when they're a young child.
The company relies on factories in China, Indonesia, and Vietnam. Its Chinese distributor went offline for a while due to the outbreak there, but Clark says that production is already back in place. The problem is actually on the other side of the stuffed animal economy, all the toy stores around the country that sell Douglas's products.
Many of our retailers have called us and said, hey, we can't pay you. And we understand, right? Because there's no customers in their stores, so there's no cash coming in for them.
Clark says his company can weather a short-term drop in revenue. He's got a good relationship with his creditors. But
if it lasts for a longer period of time, 2 or 3 months, where the retailers are still closed, it's going to get very difficult for anybody to pay their bills or pay their payroll or you know, to function in on a cash basis. It's going to be difficult.
If that plays out, we may all need something soft to snuggle up with. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.